And welcome, everyone, to the Athena Star Show. You are listening to BBSRadio.com, and this is Athena Star in a new time slot, Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we're so glad to have our regular listeners with us, as well as new ones tonight. Welcome, everyone, and a very, very happy new year indeed. Oh, what a celebration as we move into, within 3 hours here, the octave, the new octave of 2008, which is very, very powerful. It is. 2 and 8 is 10. It's a 1 year in terms of numerology. Our wonderful show that was just before us, speaking of numbers. So it's definitely a powerful time to be releasing the past and opening to the new. So we have a great show tonight lined up with a lot of great messages from the masters, the angels, from maybe even some surprise guests. As well as we move into 2008, we're going to be just bringing through some new radiance tonight for all of you to tune into, to just relax and enjoy. As we begin our show, as always, we have our friend Eric Berglin at ericberglin.com. And I'm playing his CD, and When You Wish Upon a Star, everyone knows it. So we're going to open the show with Eric Berglin. Enjoy, and I'll be right back with you. You are back with the Athena Star Show. Welcome tonight. You are listening to BBSRadio.com, and we have moved from Wednesday nights to Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're pleased to be with all of you. We always have some interaction with the guests, and we love calling questions and comments and testimonials, as well as we bring through messages and meditations from the angels, the masters, the galactics even. And tonight, as it is a special night, New Year's Eve, we're going to be tuning in to bring in the new octaves tonight through the Ascended Masters and the Cosmic Legion. So we're so glad that you joined us. So pleased to be with you. We just want to give the call-in number here as we begin the show. People that would love to call in and ask questions or give testimonials of the work we've done with them or anything that you would like to comment on for as we move into 2008. We welcome your calls at 877-876-5227. And for Canada, that's 888-815-9756. So as we begin, we want to have a little conversation with a special mystery guest tonight, Donald, our BBS station founder. Are you there, Donald?
Yes, I'm here. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
Oh, we're glad to have you. And you're sitting there on the top of the mountain up at, well, almost.
On top of the world. I'm on top of the world. You can't spend your life loving what you do so much that you actually become what you're doing. You know, it just work becomes you eventually. Yeah, so.
Yes.
I love it.
And you certainly are the essence of bringing through this
we all are.
Wonderful station. Yes, of course, of course. But we want to just acknowledge and in gratitude for the work and the focus and holding the focus for BBS Radio. It's
wonderful. Thank you. It's easy. You know, it was easy because the people I have around me, the hosts we have here, the listeners we have, really makes it easy. I mean, they've made it easy for me. So it's really nothing special. I mean, if everybody else had it this easy, they'd be in joy too.
Yeah, well, thank you for your modesty as well. As we were talking before the show, Donald, we were tuning in with Saint Germain and Arcturus. As I begin the show, we always call in all of our beautiful beings of light, universal radiance, to all the masters and angels and kingdoms. And we were tuning in with especially Saint Germain and Arcturus with the violet ray, the violet flame that you have a strong connection with. And so I'm just calling them back in here with us totally, completely. As we're moving into this new year, 2008, it's definitely opening up a great gateway for creation. Don't you feel that?
Well, yes, I do, and it's funny because I'm the guy who'll go there with everybody, but I love to prove it to myself. And even though this is something I can't prove, of course, I strongly feel, I feel that something is around the corner. I think this is going to be a year of energies colliding, and it's going to be an energetic state where those who are feeling passionately about the right path, they're going to be empowered way more than they are now. And I think those who are heading down another path, which is self-serving and destructive, well, of course, those people are going to, be heading down a whole new road. Wouldn't want to head down their road because I think it's really can contain a lot of their lessons. And I think we're in for a new world. I don't believe that this globalist agenda, the New World Order agenda, is going to work. I think people are going to figure it out. We're going to go nuts, and the world's going to be back in the hands of the people.
Absolutely, exactly. And all the light workers, whether they're conscious or not, millions of light workers around the planet have been awakening, and they're holding what we call the frequency of light for freedom, for ascension, for consciousness of compassion, harmony, love, unity. And even in many other countries, the consciousness is calling for that. So even though everyone has witnessed this past year of 2007, which is a 9 years completion of the past, completion of
beautiful.
The all,
yes.
has been a lot of seemingly chaos on the third dimension and challenges and all of that, but it all has come up to be purified and released. And the prevailing energy of the higher vibrations is what's going to bring 2008 into fruition of many, many seeds that have been planted, not only this past year, but the years prior. So it's like a huge snowball. I'm seeing, they're showing us, you know, this huge snowball of light. And it's been, you know how when you are tossing a snowball into the, and it's just building up and building up.
Right.
Huge, huge. So that's what's been happening. So this year, that snowball is just, it's a sphere. It's the sphere that surrounds the entire planet. And it's so powerful that it's holding the vibration of what you just talked about.
I love it.
Not only peace, but the many who have been sitting on the fence waiting for to really fulfill their missions that they're here to do, whether it's in the economy, whether it's in education, the government, in all arenas, Spirit is saying, all the masters have said this, and they're saying it again, much of the fruition for bringing in, it is the dawning of the golden age. It's not down the road somewhere. It's here now. And so this year, we are going to see some incredible, what people would call miracles, many, many, many miracles of manifestation of more angelic appearances, more, and the galactic appearances. New Mexico, Arizona, the UFOs and all of that are being much more prevalent. Well, what Spirit is saying is that this is going to become more commonplace next year. I'm actually getting that as we're speaking here. About midpoint, there's going to be a huge awareness globally of the presence of the galactic host in a protection way, in a prevailing light that will... it's like there'll be a confirmation globally in consciousness. And as that happens, that's what's going to make everything shift even greater to choosing harmony, to choosing light. And that's, of course, this year, the new president for America will be coming into fruition also. So the old archive, the old archaic way of governing, all of that is being cleansed and purified. So that's, as I'm speaking, that's the words that I'm getting. I never plan what we're going to say here. So it correlates with what you have been feeling. And, of course, BBS Radio, we talked about just a little bit, is a part of that plan. And in an expanded way, it's going to help anchor and broadcast enlightenment and harmony and peace and balance for all. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, I see that. You see, I think really it's where, you know, again, people say you got to be cautious in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, to me, it's wear yourself on your sleeve, and if somebody really has to deceive you, then it's best to find out right away and live your life no matter what, still transparently. Only because that's the way of I would think, the unifying energies, that they work in harmony, there's really no secrets, they wear their heart on their sleeve, and their energies are open. All these new energies that are hitting our planet, and we know they're occurring because scientists can measure many of the different energies and waves.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it all throughout the solar system. All the planets are changing. We're changing. The Earth's resonance is changing. It's all changing so fast, but yet we all feel so natural. I mean, sure, many of us got headaches, a lot of us are bipolar, over-anxious, got ADH, ADT, whatever you got because of these strange energies.
Yeah.
A lot of people are maybe getting it a little mixed up, but I personally think it's due to the higher vibrations, and I believe that that's true. And I think that if people just go through it with good cheer, good heart, and they realize that we're all coming together as one, I think they're going to win. completely win.
Absolutely.
See, I just don't believe in the fact that you'd be here and this is all there is, and that somehow you got to have the most toys to win.
Right, absolutely. That's definitely an old Atlantean
paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. These guys, I got to tell you, they're so wealthy. And when they go into their cathedrals, it's so opulent, they don't even see it. They don't see everything lined with gold and silver and people in servitude to them all around them. They don't even see that anymore. They're so caught up in their own greed and their own power that at that level it starts to become twisted. And power at that level, when it's twisted, it's subversive. It's sick. And it gets into people like to talk about satanic, ritualistic, cabalistic, whatever word you want to put to it. But yeah, it starts to twist into the secrets and to the deceptive practices. And that's what's been going on, and we're all aware of it. People are not dumb. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Go into an airport, talk to your stewardess, or to the steward on the airplane, or go into a restaurant and start talking to the person sitting next to you, or get into a taxi cab, even better, talk to the cabbie.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find everybody's awake.
Yes, they are, absolutely. And it just takes one statement of alignment, and they start opening up.
Oh, yeah, they open right up. I think they feel it more than anything, and many of them can put words to it now. They couldn't do that a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now these people are waking up, and they're able to actually put words to their feelings, and because everything in society is pointing them in the right direction. That's the beauty of this ascension process.
Absolutely. So this new 2008, again, there's always challenges on the third dimensional level, as we know, but our job is becoming actually easier in the sense of holding what we call the frequency of harmony, the frequency of compassion, and the frequency of victory for the light. And as we do that, it's contagious, and it stands out through all consciousness. We can, those words, when two or more are gathered, are so true. It doesn't have to be groups of thousands of people. We, just in our own individual environment, holding that frequency and sending it out, like tonight we're doing, that's what we're going to do halfway through here. We're going to do a special New Year's meditation and activation. And we send that out as a resonance, but it's so prevailing now. And these energies that we're talking about, the new octaves that come in every year at midnight on January 1st, the masters say the new octave for the new year comes in, and this one is so, so powerful. It's like an explosion of light that's just pouring through already. It's already pouring through. Everyone can feel it. And it just brings through a whole new dynamic for the following year. And as well, what happens is time, everyone says, I don't feel like I have 24 hours in a day anymore. Well, you don't, because time has speeded up, and each year, as we move into the new year, it speeds up even more. In fact, I think it's maybe like 13 or 14 hours now in a day, what we used to have as 24 energetically in terms of the magnetic field increasing and everything. I'm not a scientist, but I've known of this and read of it. But also, I'm tuning in again with the masters on this. So there's a sense of, like we were just saying, feeling stressed or feeling like everything's speeding up, there's not enough time. The alignment that you come into with heart, mind, and spirit, and your own I Am presence, your own alignment with higher self, and your guides, your angels, every day will keep you centered in that knowingness. There is no time and space. There is only the oneness, and not to get caught up in other people's illusions that there's not enough time, I've got to hurry, I'm stressed, da-da-da-da, all of that, that's not truth. So that's the emotional body reacting. So as I'm speaking, it's just a reminder to every morning and every evening and even halfway through the day, do a centering, and even a 3 or 5 minute meditation that you attune inwardly. It doesn't have to be long. We know you have busy days out there. But just doing it every day, and longer, of course, is better. But the alignment, the centering, and again, we'll go into that a little bit during the show tonight. As I'm also speaking here, we're getting like this energy of, compassion energy coming in, and the Lemurians are beaming in with us. I call it beaming in. The Lemurian councils who are in the center of Mount Shasta, which is Donald, our station founder here, he's a BBS radio founder, is close to that area. So what we call the Lemurian councils, Telos, very high crystal civilization.
I had a weird...
Anyway, they're flashing in to say hello, Don.
I was just saying, I have a weird picture in my mind. It's the same picture I had when I went through some weird form of OBE. Boy, this is going to sound strange. There was a time I did an OBE. I flew out of my body. Then I was heading towards this mountain. I was looking around. You could almost feel it, not feel it. It was really strange, and I'm soaring toward, and it had this light on top of it. I don't know why, red glowing light, but it was so weird. I've actually looked in books, sat around looking at books trying to find this mountaintop, and can't find a picture of it, what I remember. But I go down into this thing, and this was as soon as I got into meditation, bang. Now, I've never, things happen to me never more than once, so I never get a good grip on it, and I can't tell anybody anything. I just can't. But in this instance, I went down. It looked like I was going down through rock, but I don't know. I wasn't going down through rock, I'll tell you that. Or some part of me was, maybe, but I was going down through what looked like rock, down all the way down, and when I got down there, I was in this kind of a system, cave system, well-lit cave system, but cave system. I mean, I don't know. I remember the clay, the look and the way it looked and everything, and I remember the beings that were there very vividly.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked like thin. They were thin. They were thin, I would say. They were not tall. They had a red hue skin to them. Red. I mean red. Not like skin, but red. Red skin. Their legs looked... They were very thin. And they had... I want to say a kind of... some form of a foot. I don't know. I wasn't paying a heck of a lot of attention. I mean, I'm trying to remember it, but it's difficult. It was different type of legs. I mean, although they were legs, but they were very thin. Then their upper body was thin. Their heads were rather large. But it wasn't like any picture I'd ever seen of an alien before in my life. The faces looked like... Could you imagine the face, instead of going oval, it goes left and right... And there's and the eyes are very large, but it's more of a wide face, where the eyes take up the 50% of the top portion of it, and then the forehead extrudes, the eyelid portion, right above the eyelid, extrudes maybe an inch, maybe more. Almost like these big nodules coming out over where, above the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like a systems ridge, but 10 times as large.
How long ago was this that you had that?
That was when I moved here. That was within about 3 months of moving here.
Hmm.
About a year and a half ago. And I've never had another OBE since. Not one.
Well, not conscious.
Not that I remember. Not like that.
Well, the Lemurians are actually 12 foot in about on the average 12 feet high. And they're a magenta and violet color. It's combined radiance, and they are just, they're translucent and very. So I'm tuning into, I'm getting that that was, it was definitely an ET family. I don't feel it was Mount Shasta particularly. No, it wasn't.
I don't think,
but
it was. I looked
they,
both very
were
closely. Totally
almost
different.
Like I'm getting Red Rock, Arizona, you know, that area. You may have had a connection there, but they were showing themselves to present to you. It was like introducing themselves to you. They're not, I don't get a hostile energy or anything. They were peaceful, and they're kind of just showing you that they were.
Yeah, it was strange. I mean, I went into one room where there was two, and then they brought me in where there was another person, and then the many of them started to gather as we walked towards this chamber, another big chamber. And somewhere in there, I started to, I forget what happened. Oh, that's right, because somewhere in there, my body started to sense something really weird, and I forget, I think it was the phone that rang. Someone was phoning me up. And the jarring of it, it was so, I can't quite explain what it would be like. You know, I guess maybe sticking your finger in an electrical outlet, yet not dying, but that shock that you feel was kind of how I felt when whatever it is transpired. The phone rang and something shocked me, and it was like pain. A pain, almost. Not quite a pain, but like this.
You came back.
Yeah, but it was really weird. I mean, it was almost painful to come back. Not because I enjoyed being wherever it was I was. It was more it was really jarring when that happened.
Well, okay, let's transmute that whole energy right now. Let's just dissolve it.
Oh, it's all right. I've come to, you know, I don't
think,
it worried me for a long time because I kept thinking if I'm going out on OBEs and what if something happens or, you know, what's going to happen? Am I disconnected? What if this energy shock just pops my heart? You know, I mean, I had all sorts of weird thoughts, but I don't think those thoughts anymore.
No.
That was
like a trial or test for you, and they're saying you passed it with flying colors, and the masters were always around you, protecting you. And they were, it was like you went out for an exploration kind of thing, and it was showing you your connections with the galactic host.
Oh, yeah, I believe people. When they say they can do OBEs, I believe them. There are some that can't probably do it. I mean, if they did what I did, I believe them because it's extreme.
Yeah. Well, that was like an initiation for you, and you've you're holding the vibration for much of the broadcasting and teachings and education and just broadcasting to the world through BBS Radio for illumination, for enlightenment, for awareness, and it's going to keep building as we talked about. It's going to be expanding very soon to other locations, and it will hold a global focus for broadcasting, and that's an absolute.
Oh, thank you. You know, I believe it because I feel that eventually people are all going to feel the same. They'll have their own feelings, but they're going to be heartfelt, conscious, aware people. And to me, media is communication. And communication doesn't happen with the selected few telling you what to think.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interactive way to communicate. That's what media really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that has to, you know, what we've been, subjected to, for years and years and years is really people playing, it's been a war for your mind. And they've been playing you, and they've been deceiving you. They've been absconding with your money, with your rights, with your life. Mm-hmm. And even though none of us are victims, because we agreed, this is fun. Trust me, we agreed. It's a great lesson. I believe.
Right.
I agreed. I mean, I don't know what anybody else believes, but I truly agreed that I was here. Because one time I got in such a meditation, I went in and I asked, and it was really interesting, because I all the answers were spoken to me. We were sitting around, they were telling me, and then they asked me to give the answers, and I gave the answers, and I didn't know why I gave all these answers, but, and I felt they were correct, and even later, thinking upon them, you know, from the perspective I have now, I know why I look at it the way I do here, why I feel the way I do now, but I also understand why I made the decisions before I got here. And I remember making the decisions,
mm-hmm.
Considering the decisions, and I think eventually all of us will wake up to those facts.
Yeah, and many are waking up to it, whether subtly or not. And 2008 is definitely an empowerment year.
It is.
Of many coming.
Meditate. This year is the year to meditate. I mean, if you really, they always say answers. Answers are within. Well, if you meditate, if you do it for every day, a couple times for a full year, if you don't get any answers by then, keep doing it.
And if you feel like there's a block or whatever, we call Athena, because she can help you dissolve the blocks within energetically. That's another part of the work that's very important. Sometimes it's the cellular memory that we're talking about, some block that a person has where they've closed down a certain part of their being because of past life traumas, as in Atlantis, as in wartime civilizations, as in many, many aspects. And so if we ask, the answers come, and often we're guided to someone that can help us go in and what we call like Roto-Rooter, do a soul, go into the soul records and clear that. As I'm speaking, I'm getting with you, as you know, you're a very old soul, and you've evolved, you've traversed through many star systems, and you are from another star system. We talked about, I'm getting that you have the connection also with the Arcturian star fleets like I do. And like many do that are listening tonight, and the main Arcturian Stargate is right up there at Mount Shasta. So the Arcturians are great protectors, and they come in, they create the crop circles, and they're bringing in the higher technologies for energy and helping restore the environment. They're doing a lot to help.
God, I love you, you know, because you have such heart. You have such passion when you talk. You know, I love your energy. Athena, I had to say that because I really love your energy. Every moment we speak, you have such a healing, wonderful, communicative energy. I love it.
Oh, thank you. What, again, as I'm speaking, they're speaking to us. But what the point, thank you for that. And we, the message that was coming through here about a significant lifetime for you was as you have been an emperor several times over. In Atlantis, you were in the hierarchy like I was, in terms of helping to preserve and we knew when things were going wrong, that were going the other way, and we tried to preserve the earth crystals and the special, what we call ascension crystals and all of that, preserve the templates and the codes. See, I haven't said this to you before, but it's just coming, it's pouring through right now because also a lot of people that are listening are resonating with this. So a lot of times it's being said for them to release and to open up to maybe some blocks that they've had about some past life remembrance that they can't quite get in touch with. But what it is you have been a leader and a commander many times over. So in the creation of BBS, it's a global format, they're saying, that was created, oh my goodness, it was created eons ago, and it was a telepath. You knew how to create a matrix of telepathy through the crystal grid systems, and you were one of those that helped you knew, okay, we're going to do this with that crystal formation, we're going to do this with that grid system and this and that, and we're going to be able to
That's
link
so
it up.
Weird. That
oh
is
my
so
God.
Weird you say that, because my visions, I've seen an orb so close and so crystal clear, and the geometric, it was almost like, I mean, I've never, I saw, I was sitting on the can doing my thing, when this thing comes in, and I'm sitting on the toilet, honest, it comes in front of me, and it gets so close to my eye, and I see this geometric patterns in this sphere, in this 3D, sitting on there, and it was so, it was so mathematical, so precise, and so intricate, and so involved. And it stunned me, that whole, it was just, I mean, so vivid. And so, and I realized there are some forms of energies now that are working, because I get these ideas, like this idea hit me once on how energies and crystals work. I know how they work.
Yeah.
I could tell you. I could tell you now. You know, these large crystals, the way I think they do it, and I have a perfect vivid idea of how they do that, is that they cut them inside. They actually cut the crystal inside with a laser at angles that when the energies hit the crystals, it comes off the crystal and it exponentiates itself. Like a little magnifying glass.
Yeah.
At an angle. And then it hits another angle, and you've got tons of angles in these crystals.
Yeah.
And it also has an out. There's an out. Like if you're using it as an energy amplifier, you have a doorway out. If you're using it as an energy transmitter or an energy storage device, it comes to a certain part, and then it just continues to bounce at a certain load.
That's
if you're using it as, you can use it to transport energy, to magnify energy, they do a similar principle in lasers today.
Mm-hmm.
They just, lasers are great. I mean, that would have to be, some pretty good example.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I see how they did it from get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And how they made them very massive, and how they used to store them in containers, and many of the earlier ones were, you know, the energies of them, if there wasn't done right, they'd bleed.
Yes. And the as you're speaking, Nikola Tesla and the Arcturians, and you're connected.
Yeah, they were dealing.
Yeah, you work with those legions, so you're helping. See, another dimension. Your being is helping to formulate that, and BBS is just one part of that whole matrix of, I see, like, remember I told you I saw, like, it's like the pinball machine, a matrix of all these communication lines going out, and BBS is a light, it's like an enlightenment grid system that's being formed.
Aren't we creating something great together? I gotta tell you, look
at
the
coming
host.
Through. It's coming through, Lattic, because everyone... And everyone that's listening with us tonight are part of that. See, this formulation, and it's being said because as we move into 2008, we're going to become a lot more attuned with multidimensionally what we are actually doing or formulating on other levels, and yet still staying centered and focused on Earth. Of course, some people would beg to argue with that probably. They'd say, right, okay, have a nice day. Yeah.
You know, this is the year where you give. You know, this is the year where you fight whatever it is you're fighting with love. Because you're either taking it or you're giving it.
Mm-hmm.
You really, there is no, you're beyond the third world. You're beyond vibration and circulation. You're in the physical manifestation. And to me, everything's moving. Change is the constant. So, you're either giving love or you're taking it. And 2008 is a great year to give it. We're growing so fast. I mean, we believe in various people, and when we believe in people, and we believe in what we're doing, it's everybody gets on board. Our family gets on board. The neighbors get on board. Our coworkers get on board. Our friends get on board. Everyone we know we phone. And we just, it's such a passion for life. Life.
Absolutely.
Real life.
Absolutely.
And this is the year for that passion. Let's not let it, nobody can steal our joy. And nobody can take away our passion for life. They might be able to shorten our physical aspect of it, but hey, so what?
Right, exactly. It will also be a year of a lot of continuing earth changes, of course, but again, with the light and compassion and sending out...
I have a prediction on the earth changes. I've been asking about that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I might even have an answer. Don't know what it is to anybody, but here it goes. Somehow I feel, and this is by my own questions, not by what I read. And I'll tell you if it's something that harmonizes with what I read, but I don't know because this is just what I get from me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that mankind has grown aware. It seems to me more and more UFOs, extraterrestrials, this is what it seems to me, this is not from inside, but it seems
right.
to me more and more UFOs are coming, more and more the catalysts are starting, so more and more people are aware, more and more is happening to make them aware, they see the things that are going on in the government, they see it all, it's starting to look ridiculous to them, they know the pickle they're in, and they know they're starting to realize it's their job to clean it up, they're aware, they're awake, they're open-minded, it's flowing. It might not be everybody you meet, but this is flowing. This energy is dynamic.
Yeah.
It's growing.
Yeah.
Now, I think we have somehow passed the point of no return. And when I go into my meditations, I ask, does that mean we're going to come into many great changes? Changes that will harm people. And I always get the only changes that will come will be man-made. If they're great and they're destructive, they will be man-made. Natural changes, will occur smoothly enough that you'll have plenty of time to find where you need to be at the right time. And there will be changes. The climate will change. The vibratory rate is getting faster. And when you move faster, time seems to stop, slow down. Eventually, you might even catch up to your own light. You'll be that brilliant. But while you're catching up, I personally believe that you'll move faster. Things are going to warm up. Temperatures around the globe will become more climate. It's not going to do too much to the seaboards because you can fill a glass of water with ice, and the ice will melt. You got a lot of icebergs up there. They melt. The water still doesn't overflow. Why is that? It's usually displaced it by the weight and the volume. So to my feelings, a lot of these scare tactics are that. Remember, anything involved in fear at this point is a man-made machination. If we buy into it, we'll create it. We're that powerful.
Right. It is choice. It's absolutely
It's our choice now more than ever than it was before. And when did that start? 1987.
That was the gateway. That was the harmonic convergence. Yeah.
Now it's our will, and we're just clearing it out. We've been clearing it out since then, folks. The Earth has. She changed up. She says, I'm on the go now. So we've been cleaning it up ever since. I think we're on a roll, man. I think there is no stopping us now. The will of the Creator and the will of the people, sufficient people, have aligned to such a degree as... Yeah, there's no stepping back now. Now, does that mean you got to let up and stop what you're doing and get down upon your knees and pray and that's all you got to do and let the man next door do the shoveling for you? Ouch! I don't think so. I think now's the time to stand up for joy and do what you love. Really do what you love. Feel real passion for life. Imprint everything that's occurring in everything that is now. Affect everything. And do it with love, do it with passion, do it with feeling. Create it. Right now, you got a lot of people working in the same mode, and I personally believe this world's going to change. Why? Because what we see right now is unacceptable, and we all want change so badly we can feel it. Miracles are going to be a byproduct of it.
Exactly.
I truly believe you're right. I think we're heading into a year of miracles. I think they're going to become synchronistic to a point of the miraculous.
Yes.
We're going to see more and more external energies wanting to harmonize with us because there's a lot of energies throughout the cosmos. I think we are a part of a wonderful group of families and families that are abroad. I think they're going to be making themselves more aware to others. I think they're going to start working with more people on a physical basis. And I also believe that within a few years, when Earth has sustained a significant enough vibration, that the comfort levels that we really, those comfort levels for many of these love-bearing entities, it's going to be conducive to full-out contact. When will that be? Well, we're moving so fast. We might wake up tomorrow, and there it is. I still think it's 2009 to 2012 that there'll be that openness. I think it's portended in all of the ancient manuscripts, all of the hieroglyphics, all of the stone tablets, all of the ancient documents and parchments, and everything. That, I mean, heck, they don't even have God in common. It's usually the only thing you could say is in common with any of it is UFOs, extraterrestrials. Now, granted that, the pyramids, the mathematical precision of it, and the way we're aligning with the galactic center, and a lot of the math that's been postulated, because I don't, and the astrology and astronomy behind it, I have to say that the Mayans are right. I think it's welcome home. They're coming back. This is going to be, we're going to be interdimensional and intergalactic at a certain point. And I don't know exactly when that is, but I would have to assume it's pretty soon.
Yeah, it is. It is. And coming soon to a theater near us.
Oh, it's coming. Everything you see on TV, your media, your TV, the disclosures, your governments, the secrecy, the blatant in your face lies. They're sending out fleets now of these things throughout three different countries, a fourth unverified fleets of these things coming out.
Mm-hmm. And the irony is people won't even remember what the past was. It'll be like a dream that
there is no past. What is the past?
Right. Honest,
but what is it if it isn't the fluid part of the now that ever changes with the now? In other words, mm-hmm. is the past anything but just what you conceived of some delineation of distance, creating maybe an illusion of time where, I mean, I don't know. I keep thinking I'm backwards somehow because I see everything after the fact. I mean, light doesn't reach me instantly, therefore I got to be living in the past. Maybe I'm living in a yellow submarine.
Yes, the Beatles said it all, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, it has been a total summation here of as we move into 2008, a lot of just moving beyond the threshold of what we believed in the past.
Oh, yeah. Don't believe any of it and then believe it all. Do it, you know what I'm saying? Literally,
yes.
Keep an open mind. Throw it to your heart. If it feels good, even if it's wrong, if it feels good and it helps people, it certainly can't hurt them. I mean, if it does, think again. But if it's that way, wow! Follow that moment of highest excitement.
Absolutely.
Follow it.
Absolutely.
It'll always lead you to the right place. I'm not talking go get yourself stoned, go get yourself drunk, that form of excitement.
Right.
Talking your highest moment, if that's your highest moment of excitement, folks, then you and I were talking about different things, aren't we? I'm talking about your highest moment of excitement. I'm following that.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. Well, we're wrapping up here. We're going to go into our meditation part of tonight and the activation fully, but it has been such a whirlwind of the masters and the galactic speaking through us tonight, indeed, in such a...
Oh, I feel it. I have not talked this manner for... you listen to my show, trust me. Oh, man.
I know. I know. And you're up there again.
I'm on cloud nine. You bet.
Absolutely. It is a pleasure, and I feel what we're doing right now is we're having our New Year's Eve party, Don.
Well,
and everyone listening are joining us in this party.
I love you. I couldn't have had New Year's with a better host. I couldn't have had New Year's with a better person.
Oh.
They don't get better than you.
Well, thank you. And likewise, you know, we're all one. We're all, see, it mirrors back.
It does.
We're all one.
Mm-hmm. We are all one.
Absolutely. So, you want to join us in the meditation?
I would love to
do that.
Thank you.
And for anyone, if you do have any pressing questions, we do have time to take any call-ins, 877-876-5227. Maybe take one call-in if there were any questions. Otherwise, I'm just going to go into that space with the masters now and in this sacred time. And it's already New Year's Eve and beyond in some places on this earth. So, again, there is no time and space. There's only one energy, and it's a huge ball of an elixir of light that's pouring through tonight from all the legions of, from everywhere, all orders and dimensions. And from the great central sun of suns, of a thousand suns, from all the galactic, the Intergalactic Federation of Light. We're calling them all in to our circle now and linking with each and every one that are gathered with us in this New Year's Eve party that we're having. Indeed, absolutely. As we open our heart, mind, and spirit even more, breathing through the diaphragm at least 7 to 9 counts and 10 and beyond. As you're breathing in, allow this elixir illumination that they're pouring through now. It's opening up like huge fireworks of light just pouring through our beings. We are anchoring in every place where we are located right now on this earth and beyond. We're bringing in that frequency now, this beautiful liquid radiant light of all the color rays pouring through us from the top of our head, the crown center, through the third eye, feel the elixir of light now moving through interdimensionally, breathing in and allowing all the past from this year, 2007 and beyond, anything that you've been holding on to within your cellular memory that has been affecting your full and whole being to just be and to walk in the light, to fulfill the mission that you're here to do, to walk in harmony and love, as we're talking about, and compassion and peace. Allowing this elixir of light to move down through the throat center, the communication center, clearing the channel of truth on all levels, dimensions, time and space, and into the heart center, sacred center of our being, clearing and purifying the heart center of all past hurts, regrets, or resentment. And as it moves down through the solar plex now, this beautiful elixir of light from all the masters, angels, galactics, as they are gathering with us now in this great conclave of light, the solar plex, the power center, clearing and releasing, dissolving anything from our past that has blocked us from our full power, our full creativity, our full knowing. Let us release it now, dissolve it, to create the new. And as this elixir of light then moves down into the abdomen, in the lower abdomen, the survival center, the balancing of the male and female dimensions within our being, to balance and to fullness and wholeness who we really are. Our male, divine feminine, divine masculine. divine will and divine compassion is what they represent. And now this elixir light is moving down to the center of our being, the core, into the root center, and into the center of the earth, linking in as a channel of light, the radiance, the oneness. And you'll feel this clearing through and letting it move back up through you, anchoring to the center of the earth, the heart center of the earth. There's a pulsating crystalline heart at the center of the earth. We're just linking in with that now, like almost like a maypole of light. And just feel it moving back up. We're celebrating with the earth right now. Mother Earth is having the New Year's Eve party with all of us, and she is just in glory and gratitude. We're blessing all of the earth now, all of the portals and the stargates. Okay, like a weaving through of this elixir of light, all the mountain portals, all the water portals, purifying, clearing, restoring, and re-anchoring the full balance and harmony of our beloved Mother Earth, the blue planet, sacredness of all consciousness, all levels and dimensions, all the dolphins, the whales, the animals, all levels, all consciousness, all levels, dimensions, time and space, and just letting that pour through, feeling the oneness now as we link with the heart center of Mother Earth and our own heart center. As one, we come into that center. As it expands out now to a beautiful golden sphere of light, Christ, I am, of Mother Earth. The Christ, I am, now in oneness. Our own mighty I am present. As we merge into that oneness, that sphere of all-knowing, the all-seeing eye of the divine, as above, so below. Celestials and inner earth councils, all as one. We create, we download now the template of the new earth, fully and completely, as she shines brightly in the new frequency of divine justice, divine economics, divine ecology, divine environment, divine education, compassion, harmony, peace, love, and abundance, prosperity, the cup of the Trinity, the three, the whole, runneth over now. Within the heart and mind, spirit of all consciousness on earth, we see now that what's being shown as we end our beautiful activation tonight is the beautiful goddess of liberty as she's standing in the center of the planet in full golden form, holding the liberty torch in her right hand, which encompasses the threefold flame. Divine love, the pink flame, divine will, the blue flame, and the gold of wisdom. She extends it out to all consciousness on behalf of the Intergalactic Federation of Light, mighty victory of the Sacred Sun, and mighty victory of the Sacred Sun, mighty victory of the Sacred Sun. It is done in the name of the I Am that I am. A magnificent, majestic 2008 to all. We love you and we bless you forever and forever and forever. The heart and mind of God, great central sun, be with you.